From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama says the country urgently needs an overhaul of its health care system. The advocacy group for senior citizens, the AARP, held a town hall meeting today. Mr. Obama answered telephoned questions there, saying his proposal won't force people into limited health insurance programs.
You know, a lot of people have heard this phrase, socialized medicine. And they say, we don't want government-run health care. We don't want a Canadian-style plan. Nobody's talking about that. We're saying, let's give you a choice. You can choose the private marketplace or this other approach.
Both houses of Congress are trying to work out what that approach might look like. Lawmakers have already said they won't be able to meet Mr. Obama's August deadline to come up with health overhaul legislation. The Senate Judiciary Committee has approved the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor. The vote was 13-6, and mostly along party lines. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham chose to support Sotomayor. The remaining Republicans voted no. The chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, said he expects, if confirmed, Sotomayor will be one of the best-prepared nominees ever to be seated on the Supreme Court.
In her 17 years on the bench, there's not one example, let alone a pattern, of her ruling based on bias or prejudice or sympathy.
Some Republican senators disagree with that view. Sotomayor's nomination heads now for the full Senate and a confirmation vote. Despite recent signs of improvement in the housing market and rising stock prices, Americans have become more pessimistic about the economy. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Instead of rising as expected, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell more than 2.5 points to a preliminary July reading of 46.6. The closely watched index is well above levels earlier this year, but down sharply from a year ago. Among households surveyed, both assessments of current economic conditions and expectations deteriorated. Expectations, which comprise nearly two-thirds of the index, fell the most, primarily because Americans became more gloomy about their income prospects. A growing percentage of people say jobs are hard to get. Conference Board economist Len Franco said consumer confidence could drop further due to the weak job market and said that could hurt consumer spending. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner says the United States and China want to find more effective ways to help the world economy run once the world recession is over. Geithner has welcomed Chinese financial leaders to the Treasury Department. He says some international financial institutions, such as the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, could be overhauled to allow other countries, such as China, a greater role in them. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 40 points. This is NPR News. South Africa has avoided a strike in its mining sector. Gold and coal workers have agreed to compromise on their demands for a pay increase. Other labor unions in the country remain on strike, including municipal workers and the chemical sector. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
Mining is the backbone of South Africa's economy, and a strike would have interrupted the flow of much-needed foreign currency to the country. Mine workers had demanded a 15% pay increase to cover the rising costs of food and energy, but they will reportedly make do with a 9-10.5% increase. Trash collectors and public transport workers are making similar demands for raises, and violence in the townships has added a sense of urgency to the government's economic worries. South Africa is in recession, its first since 1992, and unemployment is above 20%. South African President Jacob Zuma made big promises to organized labor in exchange for their political support in elections earlier this year, and he is under increasing pressure to deliver. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is meeting Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and senior U.S. military officials today in Iraq. Gates has arrived on an unannounced visit and is reviewing the security situation. Just a month ago, U.S. troops pulled out of Iraqi cities, turning over control to Iraqis. A hearing opened today in a courtroom in Wichita, Kansas, for the man charged with murdering abortion provider Dr. George Tiller. A witness says he watched as the suspect, Scott Roeder, shot Tiller as he worked as an usher during church services. The witness, who is also an usher, says the alleged gunman also threatened him and a third man. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.